Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you do not have life within you. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Brothers, before we get started, sisters, I just want to say that, I'm a little bit nervous being here, because this is my first Mass with you all, and it really is such a glorious church. There is such love that is constructed, love for God, devotion to Him that has filled this place, and it is overwhelming. As well as the task of being called to be your pastor, it's a much, much larger parish than I ever thought I would have in my entire life. I really didn't think they'd move me from Fort Sumner for another decade. Thanks be to God. But so this task which has been put before me is only something that God can do. And so I ask for your prayers. I'm 3 years into priesthood. Father Sinna is 3 years till retirement. You traded in for a new model, but I don't think you got the value. So pray. So what do we have today? We're celebrating this feast of the precious body and blood of our Lord. And it reminds me of a story of a young man by the name of Tarsissus. Remember that. Those people from the last Mass didn't remember Tarsissus, but they're going to get it after this Mass because they're here again. Some of them. Tarsissus. Now, back in the early ages of the church, particularly in the 3rd century, throughout the entire early part of the church, till Constantine legalized the religion, Christianity, in the year 300, and I believe it was 12 or 315, one of the two. I'm off by a little bit, probably. Maybe it's 313. Constantine legalized the religion. Before that, it was illegal to be a Christian. And in the 3rd century, the persecution was particularly harsh under the Emperor Valerian. Not only was it so difficult to be a Christian that they were having to celebrate Mass in only their houses privately, or to celebrate Masses in the catacombs over the bodies of the saints privately, hidden. It was even so bad during this time that it was dangerous for those who would bring the Holy Sacrament, the Eucharist, to those who were sick. To those who are locked up in prison, they could lose their lives for that. That's how bad it was. So one day when they were celebrating Mass, the priest, who happened to be the Pope, the priest, after Mass, turned to each one and he said to them, "Who is there who is here who would be willing to take our Lord to our brothers and sisters who are locked away in prison?" Hush fell over the crowd. Not a single person volunteered. Why? They were afraid. They were afraid of losing their lives. And so out from that, stood up a 12-year-old boy. 12-year-old boy who was an altar server just like this young man here, Fabian. A little younger, didn't have a mustache yet. So this 12-year-old boy, Tarsissus, stands up and he says, "Send me." Everybody looked at him. They said, "This is a puny little boy. He's too young for this task. He couldn't be able to do that. We need a strong man who would be able to fight off anybody who would try to harm our Lord." And Tarsissus persisted courageously. And he said, "My youth, which you all mock, is the perfect shield for our Lord, because they'll never suspect me." The Pope, the priest, began stroking his beard, his manly beard, because all beards are manly. And he said, "Yes, certainly, this is the way to go. This is the way that will protect our Lord best." So what he did was he sent him on his way, but before doing so, he charged him solemnly. Sorry, I left my notes in the sacristy, so I don't have the exact words. I'm going to give it to you in gist. What he said... He said, "Young man, you must go forth and be courageous to carry the body and blood of our Lord to our brothers and sisters who need him. Take care not to pass into busy streets or to go into places where people are. Be careful, for our Lord has many enemies. As you carry him, do you feel yourself worthy to take up this task to love our Lord and bring him to our brothers and sisters without harm? Holding out his chest high, and his face began to be brilliant with illumination, he said, "I will die and protect my Eucharisticized Lord." And so he went. This 12-year-old boy braving the streets of Rome and all the dangers therein, making sure to take the less traveled routes to get to the particular prison where his brothers and sisters were going off to die. Along the way, some of his friends discovered him and found him. And they called out, "Tarsissus, Tarsissus, come and play the games with us. Engage and play. We're here." Tarsissus was guarded. And he said, "No, I must not go. I have other things to do. In a little bit, I have a task." Clutching within his hands the mysteries of our dear sacrament, our Lord. When they noticed that he wasn't ready to play with them and reserved in this way, they got curious. Remember, all his friends were pagans. He was the only Christian among his friends. They persisted. And when they realized that there was something serious about him, they said, "Is he a Christian? And he's holding this thing that they call the sacred mysteries within his hands. Let us see it, Tarsissus. What is this mystery, this God who you hold within your hands?" And he began to be very guarded and held to his chest. And he said, "No, I must go. Let me be." Such was their anger, their demonic anger. The demons whom they worship came and attacked them, and in such a way that riled them up into a furor, pushing him, punching him, kicking him, spitting upon him, tearing his hands as best they could to free the sacrament. But Tarsissus' hands were held tight. Such was their anger that they did not stop there. Some even picked up huge stones and began to toss them about him in their fury, whipped up into a frenzy. So bad was the beating that they gave this man. Not only was he knocked out, but he died there on the spot. Young Tarsissus, this 12-year-old precious boy. Even after his death, their thirst to see these mysteries and to abuse them was not slacked. So they tried to pry his hands even after death and could not budge them an inch, a centimeter, not a bit. A Praetorian guard, a soldier, came toward him, and so all scattered. This guard happened to be a Christian and knew the task about this young man was because he saw him earlier that day at Mass. Knowing he himself could not pry his hands, carried the body of young Tarsissus back to the priest, to the Pope, to offer him to him. When the Pope was there, he touched the young man's hands, which soon became soft, and presented our Lord there within the pyx. Brothers and sisters, this isn't make-believe. This is true. Young Tarsissus believed. Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity is present in this august sacrament of the altar. He knew that he was carrying God, and he was willing to die for God. This young man who wouldn't even be able to testify in a court to bring a charge against somebody else was yet strong enough, courageous enough to do that with which the mighty fighting men, including this Praetorian soldier, was unwilling to do. And gave his life for his Lord, who gave his life for him. Today we celebrate a feast day. Not just Corpus Christi Domini, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We celebrate another feast in the secular. What is this feast? Dia del Padre, right? Day of the Father, the Father's Day. Men, what our Lord is calling you today, he's saying, do you have the same courage that this young Tarsissus had? Do you have the same strength, the belief that this little tiny boy, not yet a man, had? You have a love for the sacrament, which gives you life, or not? Because that's what real manliness is. This man, this little boy, knew what true manhood was, which was to protect. That's what men are called to do. Fathers, you're called to protect. You're called to defend. You're called to assault. You're called to defend, especially your family. But even more than that, each one of you are confirmed your faith. Because what does the sacrament of confirmation bring up within us? It makes us soldiers for Christ. That's what that charisma is. That's why the bishop slaps your face when you receive it to toughen you up. I wish he still did that. He doesn't do it anymore. But it needs to be done. If you ask the old bishop, Michael Sheehan, he would do it for you. But he didn't hold back. He hit you hard. But that's what it means to be a man, to be willing to take a blow. Would you take a blow for our Lord? Yes, yes, I would, Father. I would. But would you really? You say you would take a blow. You say you would give your life for this great sacrament. But do you even come visit him during the week? That chapel is open 24/7, right? Do you go visit him? How could you say that you would give your life, you would defend him, that you would stop him from being assaulted if you won't even say hi every day, as often as you can, each time you pass the church? That's what it means to be a man devoted to Christ. As a man, we're supposed to defend our families too. Especially our wives and then our children. And in that order, don't confuse it. Men, you married that woman next to you if you're married. If you're not married and you're going to get married, you're going to marry a woman. And she's the one whom you're supposed to defend above all else after our Lord and our mother who is our lady. You're to defend them. You should never get on the side of your children in opposition to your wife. If you do, that is sin. That is cowardly. That is not manliness. That is weak sauce, as we say on the streets. Weak sauce. You're called to be a man, which means you defend your wife first. Just as Christ defends his bride, the church, first. Men, our Lord has called you, yes, to protect your children and to protect your wife. But that means protecting even yourself. Saying no to all those things which are not love, each counterfeit of love, which comes and attacks us everywhere, right? That means saying no to lust. That means saying yes to love, that one who God has put in your life. That means not spending your fantasies, your urges, in a few minutes late night on a computer that's done away with in a Kleenex, but to find real love. God can give victory over whatever lack of that love that there is, and it's found there in the back of the church in the confessional. That's where it begins, and is lived out each and every day, knowing that we are weak. Men, if you want to show real manliness, that's what God has called you to. It means maybe you should grow a beard like your priest. But even more so, maybe you should find yourself on your knees asking forgiveness often. It's one thing to shoulder the blame. Men were really good at that most of the time, saying, yeah, my bad. It's another thing to say, I'm sorry. To say, I'm going to do better. That's what God has called us to. First person you got to say that to is our Lord. The second person you got to say that to is your wife and your children and your coworkers and your friends. To be willing to say, I screwed up. That's my bad. I'm sorry. That's manliness. That's courage. That's the same thing that this young man had. So today on Corpus Christi, I'm calling you out and I'm calling for your man card, men. Be men. Be manly. Defend your families, but especially defend our Lord. Defend our faith when you're there at work. When somebody talks about the faith wrongly, call them out and say, not in my presence. Will you defame the name of Jesus Christ? Will you talk bad about our Lord? Will you speak ill of my mother, Mary? That's what a man does. As your priest, that's what I want to be. If I'm not living it out, you got to call me on it. And if you're not living it out, you bet it, I'm going to call you out on it. Because that's what men do. Today, reflect on our Eucharistic Lord. Remember that young man by the name of Tarsissus, who was a warrior even at the age of 12, loved our Lord enough to not let anybody lay a finger upon him, but gave his life. Who gave his life for young Tarsissus. He does the same for us. And if your faith makes you strong to say amen today to receive our Lord, what you're doing, that amen means I will die because I believe you're here. I wish to give my life because I know you're actually present. That's what makes us Catholics. Men, no one will ever leave the faith. Your children, yourselves, your spouses, your family members, if they believe Jesus is really present. Today, if they don't, put those people on the altar and ask our Lord to give them faith. And the way they're going to get it is by seeing it lived out in you in manliness. Let's pray for one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.